the Rashbam says, "Bein Rabbeinu, Bein Rabbeinu," to bring ignores the Shaila. What type of a proof do you have to bring over here? So Noah says, "Rafuni Ama Rai Biedim." Rabbeinu says you have to bring a proof Biedim, like we'll soon explain. Rav Chizdev Rabba Baratuna Amri, they both say no. Raya Bekiyam Ashtar. The Raya here is all you have to do is to be Mekayim Bishtar. That's what you have to do. So we'll soon explain what does it mean. Rafuna Amavun is the one that says Raya Biedim. The Machlek is between Rabbi Meir. And the Chomin is, who has to bring the Biedim? Does the Nason, the one that gave the present away, according to Rabbi Meir, he has to bring the proof? And according to Chomin, no, the Mekabel HaMatana, he has to bring the proof. Why? After he commits to give the proof to the Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Nassim. But it's the Machlekes, where the Godos, the Chazok, the Hashtor, like Rabbi Nassim says, but the Godos, the Chazok, the Mikora, like Rabbi Yaakov says. Because Rabbi Meir, like Rabbi Nassim. Rabbi Meir holds it, he said, like Rabbi Nassim, the Godos, the Chazok, the Hashtor. So, since right now he's healthy, he say most probably he was healthy before also. And if he wants to say no, he wants to retract and say that, and he wants to say that he was a Shchinara, he has to bring the proof. He has to bring Aidan to tell us that he was a Shchinara at the time when he gave away the present. Otherwise, we'll go back to Chazaka the Hashta. Since now he's healthy, most probably then also he was healthy. For Rabban and Rabban's sake, Rabbi Yadigal, like Rabbi Yaakov. We'll say what? He go back to Cheskas Morikamla, that since the Mason and Matoni he owned it before, he has a right to say it still belongs to him. He was a Shchinara. Therefore, if the Makaba, the one that wants to receive the present, and they want to say, no, you were healthy then, they have to bring a proof with Adim. It's Allah, they have to bring the Adim to say that the person was healthy when he gave us the present, and therefore the person is still a good present. Now, Rav Chizda of Rabba Barapuna Amri, they both say like this, no, Raya Bekiyam Ashtar. The proof here is only a Kiyam Ashtar. In other words, that the Chum says, it only means the Kiyam Ashtar Kanu Rabbanim, that they have to be Mekayim Vishtar, that the Meisrin can't time inside the Shtar was Mazuyif. In other words, because according to him, everybody holds the Rabbi Nosson, and everybody holds the Gobosa Hashto, that the way he is right now, since he's healthy right now, really we should say that he was healthy before also. And really we should say that Matana is a good Matana. The only Shaila here is, does he have a right to say the Shtar is Mazuyif? So it's like any shtar. So the shaila here is, do you have to be Mekayim Vishtar or not? So what's the machlokes? You have to be Mekayim Vishtar. Why not? So where it says, the machlokes is, kamiflagi, b'moide Vishtar shekosu, sorach l'kaimoi. That here, the noisen amaton, he admits that he wrote up the shtar. So that's the shaila, when you moide the shtar was written up good, are you enamored to say later the shtar was no good? So the Rabbi Meir, sover, Rabbi Meir holds, moide Vishtar shekosu, ain't it sort of kindly? Listen, once you, Nason and Matona, you admit that you had the star written up, so you do not need the key of my star anymore. The star one of is a good star. So therefore, you want to say that you're a Shchimera, we don't believe you. The Govot Chazok of the Hashto, since right now you're healthy, most probably you're healthy before also. I, the star, need the key of my star, so it may hold the fact that you admit that you wrote the star, that's called the key. And we do not say a svar of a pesh also or pesh yitah by shtar. In other words, for Rabbanan, Savad Rabbanan hold no, that the moide v'shtar shekosu, sorach l'kaimli, that even though you admit that you wrote up the shtar, but it's a pesh also, pesh yitah, who's admitting that he wrote up the shtar? You, the Neisan Amatana, but you yourself are saying that you are a shchimera. So if we want to use him to say the shtar is a good shtar, the Rabbanan say you can't use his edus. That's called a pesh also. The one that said the shtar was good, he himself was saying that the shtar was no good. He himself was saying that he was a shchimera. And therefore, now that he's well, he has a right to retract. So that's the shalom. Do you say a pesh shosa peshita by a shtar or not? Rabbi Meir says no. Once you admit the shtar was a good shtar, that's it. The shtar is like Adis saying the matana took place. We do not leave you anymore to say that you were a shchimera. Rabbi didn't say no. That even though min astam we would say chazaka the hashtag that since you're healthy now, you're healthy before, but you have to be mekayim v'shtar. The fact you yourself are saying you wrote the shtar, it's not enough here. Because if we come on to you, if we listen and believe what you're saying, you yourself are also telling us that you are a shchimera. So your kiyum is not called a good kiyum. But in Yisrael, everybody holds like Rabbi Nosson. That's the way they learn. For the Gemara, I, v'afligu, v'achod, zimno,
We had this machlokes once already. The Gemara in Ksubis, the Tani would write like this: Ein nemonim lepoislei. Two edim are not neman to pasul b'shtar. In other words, even though these edim are the edim that are being the kind of b'shtar, they are saying Sadi Deinu who's there, and then they want to say, but you should also know, even though this was our shtar, we signed it, but we were anusim ayinu, or psulam ayinu, ketanim ayinu. So it says there in the Mishnah Ksubis, according to Rabbi Meir, we do not believe the edim. In other words, we do not say a peshos, a peshita, to break a shtar. We believe these two edim. Listen, since the whole key in a shtar comes across to these two edim, if the edim themselves are telling us that it was anusim, but ketanim, we believe them. So we have this machlekes once already. The verse says, no tzricha, we need a machlekes twice. Be it mahi, if you don't learn the machlekes yang suvis, the ikami rabbanon, the other rabbanon say, mishum bialim edim ul mora shtara, because the edim are very strong, and the edim have a power to break the shtar. That's what the chum say we believe the edim. It's not a stam of peshos or peshita, it's to edim. True, they are saying, ksav yedein who's there. This is our ksav, this is our signature, but the two edim are saying that they were both anusim. So that's strong to break the shtar. Avrocha, but over here, who is only the meisan amatana, Avrocha, who? It's only him, the lavko kemine. Maybe he's not strong enough, just the meisan amatana, to say that even though I wrote the shtar, I was a shchimera. Emeloi, maybe a chum here would say we do not believe the meisan amatana, and we would say we do not have to be mekayim the shtar. So Kamashmo and the Chum say no, even in our case here also, we believe the Neis and the Matana in order to say that there's no Ki Mashtar. And if the Mekaba wants to receive the present, he has to be Mekayim Bishtar. Now, we hit the Mabahor, if we would have just done our Mafekas over here, I would tell you, Bahor, come Rabbi Meir. Only over here does Rabbi Meir say the Svara. Abba Bahach, but over there, Eme Moida Rula Rabbonin, maybe over there, he admits the Rabbonin. Maybe Rabbi Meir only says, over here, that we do not have a peshos or peshita, because it's only like a yochid going against the shtar. But maybe over there, where there are two edim, where they are saying a nusam yinu, maybe there they're strong enough to go against the shtar. That's only the case. That's only the chiddush over there also. That's only the machlokes both places. Hanor says v'chein omar rabba. Rabba also learns like this, that raya be edim. That what he learns, like Rav Huna learns, that the shaila here is, if we hold the form of Nosan or not, so we have to have Edim to say whether he was a Shchimera or whether he wasn't a Shchimera. Omalai Abaya says back, my time, what's the reason, what do you say this for? Yineinu midikula kosabu kadhevi mahalich, aragloi bishuka. Because normally people write when they write a shtar, when I'm healthy and walking on the street. Overall, like Kosovo, born since this person did not write when he was healthy, he's writing the shtar, Shemamin, a Shemura have a, maybe that's a real proof that he was a Shemura. So Moses says, Adarav, just the opposite. Need the cooler Kosovo, Kat Kotzer, from the Arsain, since usually a Shemura, when he writes up a shtar matona, he writes and says clearly, when I'm lying in bed, when I'm sick, I'm giving away this present. Well, like Kosovo, born here, he did not write like that. Shemamin, that should be a proof, Bori have a. So therefore, Ikalamei Mahochi, you could say this way, maybe he was a Shchemira. Vikalamei Mahochi, you could say, no, maybe he was a Bori. And therefore, the Klal is, Ukamamayna, Becheskas Mori, believe the money, Becheskas Mori, believe the money, the one that owned it before. Or the Pluk to the Rabbi Yechanan, it was the one where it was before. And that's from the Meir Svara. But you go boss, Razaka de Mikara. That's Rabbonin Svara. And you leave the money to Cheskas Mikara, so therefore the Meisin, the one who's giving it away, he has a right to still keep it. Since he was a Cheskas Morakam, he owned it before, he still has a right to keep it. And therefore the one that wants to receive the present, he has to bring the agent to say that the person was healthy when he gave away the present. In other words, we do not hold, not everybody agrees to Rabbi Nosson to go both to Chazor Kadahashto the way he is now. Does everybody hold like Rabbi Nosson or not? Not everybody holds like Rabbi Nosson. Now the Gemara says of the Plukta, the same machlokes we had before, to Rabbi Yechanan, Omar Rai Biyagin. Rabbi Yechanan also holds like Fishit, like Rav Huna, like Rabbi, that the Shiloh is, who has to bring the Edim to say whether he was a Shchivara or whether he was a Bor at the time when he gave away the present. And Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Omar, Why the key mashtar? The shloka says no. Everybody admits that since he's healthy right now, really we should say he was healthy before also. The only shadow is, where's the key mashtar? Moi the mashtar shakosu, soch lakaim moi, or ain't soch lakaim, that's the machlokes. So keep it to machlokes, also a shloka shem Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Gemara says, Eisrei Rabbi Yochanan Rashum Melokish. Rabbi Yochanan has the kashat Rashum Melokish. It says a case, Maisa b'vnei Brak, it happened a story once in Bnei Brak. The Yechav of one person, Shemocha b'nichsei Oviv, that he sold property that belongs to his father. A son sold his father's property. The Yechav Shemocha b'nichsei Oviv. Umeis, and the person that sold it died. The Yerush like died. Obo b'nei Mishpocha, now the b'nei Mishpocha came to argue, the Yerush started to argue, Leimar, Kotin hoye v'shas misa. You should know at the time when he died, he was only a Kotin. And therefore, he had no right at all to sell our father's property. So therefore, the Lakuchas have no right to keep this property. That was a Shiloh. And the Lakuchas, the one that bought the property, they say, no, listen, this boy, he was an older son. He was a Godel. He had a right to sell it, and the sale is a good sale. So who do we believe? Oh, boy, the Sholeres Rabbi Akiva. They came to Yeshua Rabbi Akiva. So, if they wanted to now, like, dig up the grave and check out the kid to see whether he had some money, whether he was a god or not. Omer, so the Kiva said back, you should know, first of all, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to dig him up, to look him over. That's called the Nivul HaMesh. It's something disgusting to do. So the Mesh is not nice. We can't do that. The Yoid, secondly, Simonim Asim Lishtana Fiyacha Misa. That even if the Tzadi has no Simonim now, he has no hair, but Mokum Erva, that's no proof that he did not have hair when he was alive. Because there's a cloud that simonim asim l'shtanu fiyach misa. When a person dies, it could be the simonim go away. Pshat misa loni changes over. Therefore, there's no proof the way he is liyach misa to the way he was before misa. Therefore, you cannot check him out. That's what Rabbi Akiva answered the Yoshim, answered them back. We'll soon see exactly to who did he answer this to. Yes, now there's more stuff like this. Vishleim lo b'didi. So Yechon says like this.